kind of wanted me to come in every night, which I didn't lie. Like to stay out with the boys, you know, some, but that wasn't to be done. But it was interesting work.
It sounds like it.
Very good. Next to, well, it was all post office work was. That was a real good method of bookkeeping, and I like that. But I guess, really, all in all, the farming and ranching was the best, because it's more independent. Mm-hmm. You know, you're working for yourself until finally you got to working for the government, mm-hmm. telling you what to do.
Mm-hmm. Is that why you had to give it up?
No, got a chance to sell out for a pretty good price. Mm-hmm. Got to where we wasn't making too much money, so began to draw on savings. So, well, just sold out. Didn't know what I would do. And then what happened to you? In with the Forest Service. And worked up in that. I didn't go to school, other than, of course, I have schooled all the time, you know, to go for a short time. But I never went to a forestry school. Mm. But it was interesting. Mm. One of the last jobs that I did for the Forest Service was I retired in January of 72, and then the following year they had VIS trailer up on top of Wolf Creek Pass for visitors information. It was awfully hard to get anybody to take care of that. These young folks, they just didn't seem to like it, so they came and asked me if I would want to take care of that trailer. And I said, yeah, if it can be arranged so as I get my annuity, and well, they could arrange it all right. So I was getting two paychecks from them. But anyhow, that was about the most interesting job I ever did.
Really? Up there in that trailer?
Yeah. I had a beaver and I had a mountain lion in there, you know. And it was quite a trailer, and flowers of different kinds.
So it's kind of like a museum.
Yeah, in a way. And, of course, people stopped and asked lots of questions. And like one fellow I know that was up there, he didn't like it at all. He said, people come in and, what's that, a mountain lion? And he said, looks like they could tell it was a mountain lion. No, they come in and I would greet them and break the ice, and then they ask a lot of questions, some of them silly questions, but I learned some things too. Mm-hmm. Lots of things. Mm-hmm. But the fellow that was there just ahead of me, I know I dropped in on him there once to see how he was doing. And he didn't even look up when I walked in, didn't even know I was there. So I can see why they wouldn't. He was reading a book or something, you know. But they would inquire about, what was this flower and what was that flower. And so someone had asked about what that yellow flower was out there, and I told him, I said, that's a goldenrod.